Now. Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We're continuing the Rambam. Yesterday we did quite a number of halachas. In Perek Chav Dalet, we went from halacha Aleph through Hey. And we discussed a lot of the topics regarding things that are not a prohibited activity itself, and not that it may lead to a prohibited activity, but we quoted the different aspects from the Pasuk in the Prophet, who discusses the idea that your walking on Shabbos has to be different, your talking on Shabbos has to be different, your things you're engaged with have to be different. So we discussed it in the Rambam. I don't know if we're going to get into the Rambam today, I hope we will, but when we do get into the Rambam, we will be starting Halacha Vav, which will be page 232, 233 in the Mishnayim text. But there's a lot of halacha here that's fascinating, really fascinating things. So I want to go through this because we don't do it today. I don't know if we'll ever do it again. So, yeah, and this page is 232, 233. But now I'm speaking out a lot of stuff. So you can just listen and hear what's going on. So now, again, the walking on Shabbos has to be different than the way you walk during the weekdays. So, for example, you can't, now, certain things you can run on Shabbos, certain things you can't run on Shabbos. For example, you can't run home from your friend's house to perform a household chore. Let's say to clean the table, sweep the floor, diaper a child who's not in pain. Because now you're running, it's like you're in back. Here's the idea. During the weekday, hustle and bustle is what's typical of a busy everyday life. And that is antithetical to the spirit of Shabbos. You know, I think we all understand what that means, right? You're always under pressure. You always have to be somewhere fast. You gotta, you know, and we're running to catch a bus. We're running to catch this, running to catch that. The holy of Shabbos is relaxed. The whole idea is methodical, you know. So, rushed walking, impatient movement, is a disruption of the serenity of Shabbos. It's a distraction of its honor. So you can certainly go from your friend's house and go into your house to clear the table, to walk. But running to go home to clear the table, that's not something you're running for on Shabbos. That's part of the hustle and bustle of life. You understand?
Yeah.
So you can't run for that. On the other hand, you can take a leisurely stroll on Shabbos for enjoyment. That's not hustle and bustle. How many people do you find during the week go for a leisurely walk, right? On the other hand, jogging and exercising and running in general is not allowed because, again, that is exertive movement on Shabbos. For sake of running, for sake of jogging, that is not the serenity of Shabbos. As much as people think, I get runner's high and all these things, that's an artificial high. You got to get high from Shabbos, not from the runner's high, right? And if you're doing it for medical reasons, then that's not allowed. We already said for other reasons, right? But let's say you want to hurry and run to see or participate in something that you enjoy. Then that's okay, because that's not the hustle and bustle, because it's for something you enjoy. So, for example, you could hurry. Let's say you want to be part of a kiddush. You want to hurry for the kiddush. Well, that's something that's a pleasurable thing. So to hurry to do something pleasurable on Shabbos is allowed. Let's say you want to run to your friend's house to join an interesting conversation that's going on. My friends are getting together at 4 o'clock to shmooze. You know, not Lashon Hara, but to shmooze, have a nice social get-together. So I don't want to be late for that social gathering. So you can run to go to a social gathering, but you can't run to clean the table. See, there's a subtle difference over there. Youngsters, not adults, who like to jump and run, you know, as they play, that's allowed because children playing is a permitted thing on Shabbos. That's a source of enjoyment. It's not a distraction of the honor. Like, you understand? There is running to clean the table. That's not an enjoyment. It's like, oh, I got to get this done. On Shabbos, you're not supposed to be doing things. I just got to get it done. But if something you really enjoy doing, right? Then okay, you want to run to meet your friend, then that's okay. Because that's not called hustle and bustle. That's just wanting to quickly get to something that's enjoyable to do on Shabbos.
So one,
let me give you a couple more examples. Let's give another example. If, let's say, you're caught in the rain, you want to run to shelter. Well, that's okay, because you want to be in the shelter. Or, let's say, an unpleasant circumstance. What if you're going home at night and you're afraid to walk alone? So the lady's afraid to walk alone, but she has to walk home alone. So she wants to run, because when she's home, she feels safer. She's allowed to run home. Let's say there's a dog barking after you. Then you're allowed to run away from the dog because you feel safer running away from the dog. What?
They tend to run after you if you run.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, let's say it's on a leash. You know, you're just scared of the dog. So that's all running that's allowed, because that's giving you a pleasure of being away from something that gives you that makes you scared. Right? So that's key. That's key. You had a question now?
I'm just wondering about cleaning the house. So if it's to clean because guests are coming and you want to honor Shabbos and it helps your wife that you run home to clean before
But
they
I don't think it's a pleasure.
No, but it's honoring Shabbos and it's a... Like, can you run home for... You can run home for lunch, right? You can run home to eat lunch.
Well, I guess it's a pleasure to eat lunch, but yeah. It's not a pleasure to have to set the table for your guests. It's already getting in a gray area here.
I'm just wondering whether it's a...
If it's for your lunch... You know, and you like to eat lunch, and you're hungry.
It's a pleasure to have your wife happy with you, as opposed to unhappy.
Okay, maybe if your wife would be very upset at you, you know, then maybe. Shalom Bayis is a mitzvah too, so for a mitzvah you're allowed to run. So if that, then maybe you could do that. As we said, running for a mitzvah is certainly allowed. You can run to shul for davening, for a class, things like that. Now, what's important again is this idea of mimtso cheftzecha, pursuing weekday occupations, right? Even though it's not a malacha, you know, it's not a real prohibited act, but it's a weekday occupation. So there's two types. One is a preparation for work after Shabbos, but it's really not doing anything that would be usher after Shabbos, right?
Or during.
On Shabbos, or business-like or similar occupations on Shabbos. So, examples, you know, so you can't make any efforts that somehow expedite a prohibited activity that you want to do after Shabbos. So again, you can't inspect the site where construction of your home is being built. So you're building a house and you want to check on Shabbos to see how it's going, or your business to see what needs improvement. Can't do that. You can't go to the dock to see if a shipment arrived, by boat. Can't inspect an apartment that you want to rent. Or buy. You can't go to a place of work to enable yourself to start working right when Shabbos ends. I'm going to walk to my office, so when Shabbos is over, right at the first minute, I'm going to start doing business. Wait in front of a store right before Shabbos. So when the store when Shabbos is over, I start shopping right away. Let's say in December, you know, the stores are open late. And you're not going to have a lot of time. You're going to be one of the first ones. So Shabbos ends at 5:42.
Line up at midnight madness.
I start walking at 5. I'm at 5:42 in front of the door promenade. I go walking right in at 5:42.
It depends what your intention is, right?
To go shopping.
No, but to what you're going to buy. If it's for a mitzvah,
you can't buy anything on Shabbos. Well, all right, but I'm not talking about mitzvahs here. We're talking, you're right, but I'm talking about go to shopping, like promenade.
So I don't understand how it's questioned.
We'll see the mitzvah. For mitzvah, it's not a problem.
Like, what kind of a mitzvah?
Well, I'll say in a minute. We'll get to an example in a minute. Okay. You can't walk over and wait at a bus stop and look at the watch. Say, okay, Shabbos over, and I can take the first bus that's over there, right? Things that aren't even like excessive work. You know, how about looking at an owner's manual to a new refrigerator on Shabbos? You know, because after Shabbos, I'm going to try to figure out how to get that light bulb out or whatever, right? Look at one of these do-it-yourself handyman books. Studying or discussing how to drive a car, operate a machine, play a musical instrument. Just to read up on that, you can't do on Shabbos. Discussing a mechanic, plumber, electrician, things like that, you know, that you want to hire. Can't do that on Shabbos. All these things, because it's eventually going to make expedite doing a malacha after Shabbos. But if it's a mitzvah-related thing, then you could do it. So if you want to wait in front of the Jewish, the Lulav Center that's opened Saturday night, between the Shabbos before Sukkot, you want to be the first guy at the door. You could walk on Shabbos to get to the front door, so you could be the first guy in to get the lulav and esrog right after Shabbos is over, because then that's for a mitzvah. Or let's say you have to go somewhere by bus to do a mitzvah. Let's have to pay a shiva call right after Shabbos, and it's going to take a long time to get to the bus stop. So you're going to walk to the bus stop to be there ready for when Shabbos over. That you could do, because that's a mitzvah. Something you do a mitzvah. So they're very, very interesting differences. But again, this is only if it's, and it's only prohibited if the action is explicit or you verbally express it in a way that shows it. But if not, then it's, even the other things are permitted. So let's say you can walk towards a bus stop to catch the bus after Shabbos as long as you wait in the general vicinity. Let's say you got the bus stop. I don't know where's the bus stop right over here, right across by the terminal here.
Promenade.
So let's say you want to get that bus. It's going to take you right to York University, right? Your kid wants to stay at York. They want to study all Saturday night, right? So you can't walk. Let's say 20 minutes away to be there right at the terminal right when Shabbos is over. But I could walk to hang around in front of Starbucks. To just be sitting around and schmoozing with people. Now I'm only 1 minute away from the bus stop. So when Shabbos is over, then I only have to wait 1 minute to get to the bus stop. Then it's not, nobody knows why I'm going to that bus, why I'm going to Starbucks. I'm just hanging around with people schmoozing, sitting at the table and talking to people. But it puts me 1 minute away from the bus stop. Then I could do that because I haven't verbalized anything. I haven't demonstrated with my actions. Interesting, they say even window shopping is allowed. Even if your intention is to buy the item after Shabbos, because window shopping is a common pastime of people who simply enjoy looking at the items. It's not usher, it's not recommended, but it's not usher to window shop. Because a lot of people just like looking at things. It was a certain tikkun, me and my wife went for walks. So we're walking up all these expensive streets, Not that I'm ever going to buy them, but it's just interesting to see how fancy people want to make houses. It's if you're walking, you're already walking. So let's see, you go to Oak Bank, face all those houses, and one is bigger than the next one. The front door is more than what I can pay, but it's an interesting thing, and you talk, it's like, wow, if I was a rich man, wow, that's so big. It's a nice thing, and then I say to my wife, then you say to your wife, I feel so bad I can't get you such a house. And then the wife, who's nice, says, yeah, but you're building me such a beautiful one in Shemayim, So I'm just saying, but it's the kind of thing that, so people like to go window shopping. It's not that you want to buy. But you like to see what's the latest style, what nice watches they have.
Gorgeous gardens they have.
Whatever. So even though you might be window shopping because you want to buy, but as long as you're not saying, you can't go, oh, that's an amazing watch, it's $49.99, I'm going to go right after Shabbos and buy that. That you can't do. But if I'm walking by window shopping, a lot of people window shop and don't buy. If you have in mind that you want to buy, it's still not awesome because you haven't expressed it. Again, you can even walk to the department store to be on time for the sale as long as you're not reaching the department store before Shabbos. And you're hanging around the general area and then, you go in 2 minutes later after Shabbos. Same thing, you're building a house, you can walk, I decided to walk down Arnold today, dear. It'd be a nice walk on Shabbos, walk by Arnold. And you're not going to say anything else, but just what happens, the house they're building for you is right over there, so you just take a look as you're walking. You could just take a look, because other people, but you couldn't walk onto the construction site. That already would be too much. So you begin to see, you couldn't step through a garden to inspect the growing plants, but at a distance you could look at them if you're walking by. So that is, those things that are allowed or not allowed to do. Certainly you couldn't examine ledgers, bills, records, business notes, trade reports, things like that, having a discussion of a business deal you can't do, unless, again, they are mitzvah-related. As we said, if you're going to have a meeting about tzedakah, and say, do we have the finances for tzedakah? How many people should we start including in our tzedakah funds and things like that? That you could talk about, but you couldn't finalize it. couldn't say, okay, now we've decided exactly how much we're going to give so-and-so, exactly how much we're going to give so-and-so, because that already is getting a little too close to the business. Like we said, you can discuss and you can inquire about a tutor for your son, but you can't say, okay, and we locked you up for $35 an hour 3 times a week. That last point you can't do, because that's already the commerce aspect of it. Okay. Yeah, question?
Are you still have more to do?
There's more, but you can interrupt it with a question. We only got another page to go.
I just remember, like, in the early years, we have observed it. I saw this other people where you had a situation where there was an event, let's say it was like a sporting event. So you have your ticket and everything like that. You're just going to go into the event. So let's say you're going into the baseball game. There was no issues of malakas or electronics or anything like that. And you just could go into the event with it. Would there be some issues there?
Okay, so based on what we said, what would be allowed to do, what would be not allowed to do? You'd be allowed to walk pretty close to the ACC center.
I think he means going into it on Shabbos.
Is that what you're saying? What are you asking exactly, Ron?
I'm trying to figure out, because I understand what we're talking about now. You would probably only be able to go in there, but go to the place and stand there and wait till Shabbos is over.
So you couldn't go and be at the front gate by the time Shabbos is over.
Carry the ticket, but,
forget about carrying the ticket. Let's say the ticket's at the box office for you to pick up. Okay. Let's say the ticket's at the box office for you to pick up. So what you could do is, let's say you live in Thornhill. You could walk for 3 hours and put yourself... I don't know where the ACC Center is.
Miss Milkomar.
I don't know. Where's that on the lakefront? Okay, what's two blocks away from Front Street?
My office. Union Station.
Yes, you could go to the CBC.
Is there like a park around there or something? You know, like a little rest area?
City Hall.
So you could, let's say, walk to the waterfront... Right, so that when Shabbos is over, it's only a 5-minute walk to go there. But you can't walk and be waiting at the box office when Shabbos is over. That would be the difference. Now again, all these things, by the way, even though we're not saying it's allowed, it's certainly not recommended. All these things are clearly not recommended. Question, are you transgressing? Remember, it's limited to speech and action. If your action isn't giving away what your intention are, it's technically allowed, although your spirit of Shabbos, you're very far away. But we can't legislate on what's going on in your mind. So if somebody wants to go to the game, technically if he walks and he leaves himself a distance away from it, he hasn't violated any laws, but certainly is not very connected to Hashem.
You couldn't go into the stadium.
For sure you couldn't go in.
Can't even go to the gate, never mind in.
For sure you couldn't go in. That you can't do. I know. Who was telling me about that a couple of
times? What are you breaking, though, by going in? What malacha are you breaking?
You don't watch a basketball game on Shabbos. It's the Jews don't watch basketball games on Shabbos. You know what I'm saying? That's not a Shabbos activity. You know, you don't watch a basket. You can go for a walk on Shabbos. Walking to watch a bunch of behemoths play ball on Shabbos is not something that you should do on Shabbos. You know, it's definitely...
If you're going for a walk and you walk by a schoolyard and there's kids playing, are you allowed to stop and watch or no?
Well, because that's not professional.
No, I appreciate that. I'm just trying to draw the distinction.
What are you watching for? You're getting enjoyment watching little children play is different than watching... sport athletes playing. It's a whole different mindset.
Right, no, I appreciate that. I just wanted to...
Are you going to say that I technically don't have to bring Korban Chatas for doing it? Probably not. But you've really missed the whole point of Shabbos. If you're in... Can you imagine? Shabbos is a taste of the world to come. I guarantee you, most people in those seats are not going to be in the world to come. In other words, on Shabbos, you want to be next to people who you're going to be next to in the world to come, no? So on Shabbos, you're willing to be next to the rabbi. Because in the world to come, you feel, okay, I want to be next to the rabbi in the world to come. Maybe in the week, you don't want to be near the rabbi, other people. But on Shabbos...
We're all here, Rabbi.
No, not you guys. Not you guys. I mean, you know, other people, it's good enough to see the rabbi on Shabbos. Okay, on Shabbos, I'll see the rabbi. So in the world to come, I don't mind to see him either. But you imagine, you want to be with 20,000 screaming fans? And I don't think too many of them are going to be there in the world to come. So it's like, what company are you keeping on Shabbos? You know, what are you, you're really, it, and it is so much of the mundane And it's definitely not relaxing. Watching a sporting event is the opposite of relaxing. So that's definitely not a thing one is allowed to do.
I'm sure Ron has seen this. I've been in Vegas many times. There's a show in your hotel. It doesn't cost anything. You don't have to carry any badge or anything.
And
you don't have to talk to anybody. You can just look like you're window shopping. And unfortunately, you see
you're sitting in the theater watching something that's totally not Torah-orientated.
You're not a theater. You're walking through a trade show where there's booths of people showing product.
Okay, so it's like you're going to a place of buying and selling.
Right. But you're not buying and you're not selling. You're just walking through.
All right. Okay, maybe you can consider that window shopping.
Yeah.
You have to know, but I don't know. If people do that at trade shows, if you just go to trade shows, you're going there because you want to buy and sell. Wouldn't there be a difference? A person goes window shopping at the promenade. Doesn't mean you're going to go buying. You're going to a trade show.
You want to see what your competition's doing?
Well, yeah.
That's already. You're thinking business, Howard. Come on.
You're walking through this thing, you're not thinking business?
No. If I walk at the promenade, I'm walking by to see what's on the things there. Oh, you got shoes. I'm not buying the shoes. I'm not even thinking about buying shoes. Just curious to see what the shoes are. But here you want to know what your competition's doing. The business screws are going.
For sure.
So you can't do that. For sure you can't do that. Maybe a guy like you can't even window shop. Maybe a businessman can't window shop because he's thinking like a business. So maybe not. Maybe a businessman could.
That brings another question. I mean, if it's really cold and it's shorter to walk through the promenade,
that's a different thing. That's really Marisayan.
Yeah, that's a problem looking at
that's
the
women. That's Marisayan. That's mean people are going to think that you went shopping.
Right, that's what I thought. Because I thought we just used that as an example.
I mean window shopping on the outside. So I shouldn't have said promenade. It was a bad. I meant the promenade.
Like
I meant a promenade, but not the promenade.
They don't have those.
Let's say here, walking up and down the street, and there's a place. You got the shoe store over there, and the dress store. And the wife wants to look at what's on the display. That's different. You're going into the promenade already. Yeah. Although you could find a leniency maybe because a lot of people just walk in the promenade. It depends what time you go on the promenade.
Yeah.
If you went at 6 a.m., let's say you went to the Ashkama Minyan, right, and you want to take a shortcut at 6 a.m., the stores are closed. No one's selling anything. And a lot of people are walking there. Then you could go in there.
Right.
You could do that. But at 12 o'clock coming home, right, everybody's shopping there, you can't walk through that because then everybody's going to assume you're going there to go shopping, so that you couldn't do that. That I think would be the distinction.
Okay.
Now, if it was really pouring, raining, to get out of the rain, maybe you could be lenient in that circumstance.
I don't think the rabbi wants you in the promenade no matter what. Anyway,
well, that's true.
Yeah. All right.
Shabbos
so,
or not.
Let's just finish up these halachos now. So again, the conversation also has to be different. So you can't say, I'm planning on writing a letter to my friend after Shabbos. Because you can't write a letter on Shabbos. I will fix the refrigerator door next week. I intend to drive to New York tonight. I'll repair the sink after Shabbos. I'm going to wallpaper the room. You can't say any of that talk because it's all saying I'm going to do a malacha that's not allowed. Right? You obviously can't negotiate business deals, plan strategies and things like that. On the other hand, idle conversation is allowed, although it's not, virtuous of the righteous, but it's permitted. And you could, you could recount your experiences when you visited Las Vegas, the permitted things, which is nothing. So okay. you went to the what do you call it?
The kosher restaurant.
No, you went to what's the national the.
Hoover
Grand
Dam.
Canyon.
Yeah, Grand Canyon. You go with the Grand
Hoover
Canyon.
Dam. Hoover Dam, yeah.
You can describe a trip you visited another country and you had something to discuss about that, right? Even mentioning what it costed would be allowed. It's interesting. You could say to a friend, how much you paid for your car. You could say, I paid $20,000 for my car because you're not selling the car. It's not what are you going to sell me the car for? You could say that. You could tell a friend, where'd you get that coat? I got it at this and this store. You could do that. You could say how much the chasen expenses costed or things like that. Again, even though it's permitted, we're not recommending you should be doing it, but it's permitted for that. All right. I remember somebody was asking me one Shabbos, how much does it cost to sponsor a United Shabbos luncheon? So I said, we'll talk about it after Shabbos. Maybe I could have been lenient for a mitzvah and that, but I said, I don't have to talk about it on Shabbos. There's certain things you need to talk about. Okay.
It's his business.
Right, and then so you can so and certainly and sometimes you can transgress two sins at the same time. There's two different clauses. There's the clause of mimtzo cheftzecha, that's promoting efforts towards work, and then there's dabar dabar, speaking about efforts of work. And sometimes you can do two at the same time and transgress twice. Let's say you hold a business meeting to discuss and negotiate business deals. Then you're really doing two things. You're promoting it and you're talking about it. So sometimes you can even transgress two things. Let's say you're planning and discussing specific details of a family vacation. Although it might be pleasurable, we say, I think I'm going to take an American Airlines flight at this and this, and I'm going to book this hotel and this and that. That would be clear transgressions. As opposed to saying, you know, where would you like to go for vacation this year is different. Say, well, you know, I think New York would be a nice place to go this year, or Florida would be a nice place to go. Say, yeah, I think Florida and that hotel, and that's an amazing hotel. The second floor is especially good, and the prices I heard you can get for $49, you can get a cheap room, place that, and catch this. So let's say our Borough Park discussions, to make it very practical, you know. Although you might want to say it's a mitzvah, so maybe it's a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. Maybe we could bend the rule on it a little bit. But I wouldn't recommend on Shabbos saying, okay, you know, which bus are you going to take? And you're going to take the Russian bus and that bus, and what time does it get in? All these things. So all talking about malachas, generally it would not be allowed. You really, you know, don't want to say, well, it's a mitzvah to visit Borough Park, the religious experience. Okay, maybe. But that's already, you know, bordering.
You could talk about which shul you're going to daven in on Shabbos.
That's something you want to go to this. You want to go visit the matzah bakery. You want to visit this museum, because that's not also to even do on Shabbos. Technically, right. You could do it. That would be fine. What kind of things would you like to do when you're there?
Right.
How about asking your kid what camp he wants to go to in the summertime?
Okay. Again, you know, I don't think that's a detail. I don't know if that's a specific detail so much. Once you want to go, what kind of camp? You want to go to a learning camp, a playing camp? Then I don't know if it's such a detail. The main point is the details about it. You know, airlines, hotels, when you're really getting into the brass tacks of it, that already you kind of stay away from. Again, like I said, even if you want to travel to another city, as long as you don't say you want to drive there, then it's okay. I want to go to New York. That's fine, because you could walk to New York. But to drive to New York, that's something you can't do. Okay. Again, but if it's for a mitzvah, you can walk.
Even the tchum.
I could walk. I can walk part of the tchum and then stop and wait till the next day and then walk another, you know. So there were ways. Now here's an interesting final thing is, it goes so far as to how you greet other people. It's a very important thing. On Shabbos, you don't say to somebody, good morning.
No?
No. That's how you talk. You say, good Shabbos.
What if you're with the Jewish where you're walking by them?
First of all, you can say good Shabbos. You know.
Can't say Boker Tov?
Boker? No, you say good Shabbos or a guten Shabbos. Because that's the way you talk during the weekday. You don't talk on Shabbos when you talk during the weekday.
So you say that to a boy who's walking by. Say good Shabbos. On the street, when I'm walking to shul, I'm walking by people that I don't know if they're Jewish or not.
That's okay, but is that the way you would talk to them during the weekday? Then you don't talk to them on Shabbos. Nothing will happen, Ron, I promise you, if you say good Shabbos. You know, first of all, let me explain to you. If you say good morning to anybody, they already think you're crazy. Nobody talks to anybody. I've done this. You say good morning.
What a Gentile neighbor that you say good morning to every morning.
So you could say good Shabbos to him. He won't bat an eyelash. believe me, let's play this out. Let's be this devil's advocate. Okay, who's your, you have a goyish neighbor?
No, actually.
Oh, you're being the devil's advocate. let's say you got a goy, Orlando is your next door neighbor, right? So you say, Orlando, good Shabbos. So he's going to say, what? Is that, you say, good Shabbos. He says, what's that? Oh, our holy Shabbos. Today's our Shabbos. Well, how long ago? It's a big deal. So what are they going to think? They're going to think nothing. What are we so worried about going to think? Don't worry. They're not even thinking. They're not even hearing what you're saying. I'm telling you, 9 out of 10, you say good Shabbos, they think you said good morning. So it's for you, it's not for them. You have to know it's Shabbos, and if it's Shabbos, you don't say good morning. You have to say good Shabbos. This happens all the time in Shul. Someone says good morning, I say good Shabbos. Because you don't talk the way it is. You have to show it's Shabbos. How are you going to show it's Shabbos if you say it's good morning? So to say good Shabbos, everybody sees you. So if you go past the gate and you're the guy, the guard over there, you say good Shabbos. Francois, good Shabbos, whatever. So it's for you, not for him. So he'll look at you funny. You explain to him once and that's it.
Some secular Jews who are might think that you're...
They won't stop Jews. Thinking what they're thinking.
Yeah, they're getting in the car and you say... Good Shabbos.
Well, you wouldn't say good morning to them either, right? You say good Shabbos, that's all. And let him, you know, Adarabba, let him hear you say good Shabbos.
Standard in Israel. It's
Shabbat Shalom.
Everybody.
Even a secular Jew. Yeah. And they know Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.
Yeah, but that's different.
Why is it different?
I know everybody who walks their dog along Clark or whatever, when you're going by, all secular Jews, you're sure not, they're not Jewish. They come by and you're going by and they say good Shabbos.
And they say good Shabbos to you.
It's very strange because
they
don't know
that
you're
Jewish. They see you gotta keep on. They know to talk to you.
I find they like it that you don't feel that you're not, you're excluding them.
Yeah.
They're still Jews.
So you just say good Shabbos and that's all. It's nothing to worry about. If anything, maybe they'll say, wow, you know, I forgot it was Shabbos. Ugh, so many years I don't even know it's Shabbos. Maybe I should do tshuva. You know, you never know what happens. Okay.
Well, that's one other question.
Yeah.
About like kids reading school books that aren't like secular studies books.
You shouldn't do that.
Shouldn't do that.
They shouldn't do that in Shabbos.
It's studying, the same sort of thing
for
as
school.
This. Isn't it?
It's a number of things.
Or even reading a novel.
Now, if according to the letter of law, if you enjoy reading a science book and it gives you pleasure, technically you could do it. If you enjoy reading a novel and it's not treif, you could technically, again, it's not what you should be doing on Shabbos. You should be learning on Shabbos. But okay, let's say you have a teenage kid, and they're not into learning. They don't want to learn, you know. And so they wants to read a novel that's not treif.
Hard to find.
You know, which are hard to find. But if that's okay, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world. I mean, you got to know where they're at. Because, you know, learn Gomorrah. He says, I had enough Gomorrah. Okay, you try to find something with Jewish content, but be the evidence, okay. But here's the thing we're talking about. You're not allowed to. That's a big difference. Okay, I think there was one. Was there one other thing? That's enough. Okay, Shkoyach, so we did all the halachos. Next, tomorrow we'll go back into Rambam. Full blast into Rambam.